Okay, the Shmaya, we're in the middle of Simin Shin Yud Dalet. And what we saw so far was that there are two issues when it comes to Binyan and Sira B'Kalim. One issue when it comes to Binyan and Sira B'Kalim is if you have a kli about breaking the kli. The issue would be breaking the kli. Are you allowed to break the kli? So here there's a sheet of Rashi that says that you're not, you are, because Beisol says Ein Binyan Mistira B'Kalim. The sheet of Bali Tosis that we saw in the Shulchan Aruch is that when the Gemara says Ein Binyan Mistira B'Kalim, the Gemara is only talking about a kli that's easy to take apart and put back together. But a barrel it would apply to. Aye, the Mishnah says on Kuf Mem Vav, Shoyver Adam Esachavis, that person is not allowed to break the barrel. The answer is that we're talking about a mustaki. That's one issue that we spoke about last time. Then there's another issue that the Mechaber continues with in the third line in Shin Yud Dalet Aleph, Uvilvad Shelo Yichavein, on page 238, the second line from the bottom, Uvilvad Shelo Yichavein Lenakva Nekev Yafet, to be careful not to put a hole that is a good hole, Shiyeh Lo LeFesach, that it should become a Pesach. Dimkein Avilei Mesakim Mana, because if you do that, then you're going to have a problem with Tikkun Manus. There's another Shaila. Not only do you have the Shaila of, Stira B'Kalim, but you also have the Shaila of Tikkun Manus. So I mentioned in the past that Ramesha Feinstein says that the reason why you're allowed to break cans is because the cans are considered a mustaki. So if you break a can, you open the can, and all your intention is to get the stuff out, so then in such a case, the halacha is that it wouldn't qualify as a problem of Binyan and Stira B'Kalim particularly, and it's not considered Nekav Yafeh because you're just throwing it out. Chazanish has a different mahalach that we might have mentioned. Did we mention Rabbi Yom last time? Chazanish has a different mahalach. But Chazanish's mahalach is to say that when you have this metal can that's carrying the food, it's a closed can, so that closed can is just something that's used to transport things from one place to the next. So that thing that's being used to transport things is not even called a kli. It's not even a kli, says the Chazon Ish. And therefore, there's no problem with Stira B'Kalim, because all it is a protective material. Now, Rav Nevenzahl Shlita, following on the footsteps of his Rebbe, in the Kolo Shir, we pointed out that the Shmuel Shabbos Kilchus says this as well, but now that we just have Mishnah Berurah in front of us, this appears over here in the B'Yitzchak Yikar, page 241, says, Rav Nevenzahl says, is it really not a kli? Something that holds something and it's closed on all sides, the Chazon Ish says the gush atom, it's a closed thing, it still would be considered a kli. It's considered a kli kibul. And Shlomo Zalman, the Shmir Shabbos Gilchusa, brings an interesting raya to this idea. Shlomo Zalman's raya is that from tefillin, that the halacha is that tefillin is considered a kli, it's mekabel tumaskem. Did we mention that part? We mentioned that. So therefore, now I got an excuse to say it again because Rabbi Yamin didn't tell me I told it before. So therefore, Shlomo Zalman challenges that idea, and the Chazon Ish acts on himself. If that would be so, we learn that there's two dinim in the Shulchan Aruch. What are the two dinim in the Shulchan Aruch? Din one is the Shaila Stira B'Kalim. The other Shaila is Nekev Yafeh, inside of the kli. So that, says the Chazon Ish, should apply to metal kalim, because once you make the hole, then it's a kli, and then you have a chashash of asiyas pesach yafeh. That's what the Chazon Ish says. So what is the heter to open up cans according to Chazon Ish? So to this day, it's a machlokis amongst the Talmidim of the Chazon Ish. What did the Chazon Ish held? The Chazon Ish also says, nowadays means 70 years ago, 80 years ago, not sure if the Chazon Ish wrote this in Vilna or Bnei Brak, nowadays people use this kli to hold nails. The people say that was in those days that they used it to hold nails, but today that chashash doesn't apply. So therefore the Chazon Ish didn't hold that you would have a chashash of Nekev Yafeh. When do you have a chashash of Nekev Yafeh? When you're going to use the kli again. But if you're not going to use the kli again, in such a case, you don't have the chashash of Nekev Yafeh. So that's the machlokas today. What would the Chazon Ish say about opening a kli? Do you have the chashash? Then he might come, Masas Nekev Yafeh. So far, so good, Rebbe Osei?
Though, the way you open
this,
if it is a kli,
right?
Wouldn't the way that you open it matter?
Ah, but what is the chashash? The chashash was that we're afraid that you're going to come to make a nekev yafeh. that we learn you have to be careful that you're not going to come to make a Pesach Yofet. So now, when you're opening up the kli, when you're opening up with a can opener, isn't that itself a Nekev Yofet? It's a Nekev that's being used a Hotzi. So the question is whether the Chazon Ish said that apply in all cases, that you would have the Achshash, or today... you wouldn't have achshash because you don't use it for nail. That's all mikdash.
When it's being opened, a little circle in the perfect size, that wouldn't be considered.
So now you want to discuss soda cans. Okay. So in regards to soda cans, it actually is a little bit connected, because the shaila is, what would one say about a soda can being a neck of yafeh? At the end of the day, you open the soda can, you take the tab, you apply pressure, the lip opens up, it breaks, and now you made a nekev yafeh. So what would one say in regards to a soda can? So here, Reb Shlomo Zalman Lishitaso uses the same heter. Shlomo Zalman says the only time you're going to have a chshash of asiyas nekev is if you're not going to throw the can out. If you throw the can out afterwards, then in such a case, it's not going to be a problem. What? What's that? Yeah, that would be throwing out. Recycling would be considered throwing out. That was what Shlomo Zalman said in regards to a can. However, there are those who disagree. And the truth is, Reb Shlomo Zalman's sheet has a little bit of a tzarachiyun from another halacha. You take a look and see Vav. The Mechaber says, Mutter lahatiz rosh hachavitz b'sayif, you're allowed to break the top of a barrel with a sword. The lav pesach kamechavin, you're not intending to make a pesach. Kilon shemeisir rosha, because you're removing the top. Havol anakva b'sida, but to make a hole on the side. Bein shachavitz bein shemagufa asur, whether it's made of a barrel or whether it's made of wax, it's going to be asur. Afilu b'romach, shos hanekiv gadol, bein adom lepesach. Even if you're making a big hole, the kiva davi misida, since it's from the side, vada the pesach mechavin. Certainly, the fellow is intending to make a hole. So he's intending to make a hole, and therefore it's going to be asur. Okay, so far so good. The halacha therefore is that if you're making a hole in a barrel, your intention is to make the hole in the barrel. So then, in such a case, that's going to be a problem. The pesach mechavin, that's going to be an issue in regards to Asiyas HaNekev. Okay. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah actually adds something interesting. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah Chafei. Zolo l'pesach mechavein, says the Mishnah Berurah, Zolo l'pesach mechavein, Elo l'hachiv motzei svaser, it's to widen the hole, Shiyucha b'kal likach masher b'sofa, that you could easily take that which is inside. V'davka kishuos v'zem epnei orchim. Umoter, and why I want to focus on the Mishnah Berurah is this last line. Umoter gam kein lekroa ha'or me'al pi ha'chavis, and you're allowed to tear the leather, the hide on top of the chavis, shel yayin, to remove it. In other words, not only is the heter in regards to the wax, but the heter is applied to other things as well. Uvil vachlo yichavin lasu zinuk, with one exception, and that is one provision. And that provision is that you can't intend to make a spout. If your intention is to make a spout, so then in such a case, then the halacha would be that would be asur. Why? Because even though it's leather, you're doing an asiyas ha-pesach. So Rav Rubin asked Rav Yashiv, how could his mechutin Rav Shlomo Zalman be matir, opening up the soda can, if we learn that even something like hide, that when you make it whole, that you're going to throw it out, right? Presumably, you're going to throw it out, and yet it's asur al swat, it's asur al making a spout. So too, he asked Rav Yashiv, why was it Rav Shlomo Zalman was maker? So, I can't say that Rav Rubin asked exactly this way, but Rav Yashiv said, maybe this case we're talking about where the leather was such that wasn't thrown out, the leather was reused. If the leather would be thrown out, then the halacha would be that it would be asur. If the leather be thrown out, it would be mutter, and if the leather is not thrown out, then in such a case, it would be aser. Then Rav Yashar said something interesting as well. He then argued that when it comes to the barrel and the leather, says there's another shayla that should be at play, and that is mechatech. Mechatech. What's mechatech? Mechatech is, the Rambam writes, in Perek Yud Halacha Zayin, the Rambam writes that the halacha is that if a person intends to cut down the hide, lemida, to a certain size, so then in such a case, halacha is that's mechatech. Cutting something down to size, that's mechatech. So, over here, you have the layout of the can. You've got this layout of the can, the layout of the hole. So cutting it to size should be a problem of mechatech. So Rav Yashar asked the can for that reason. And it seems like Rav Shlomo Zalman did not ask it. Question is, why was Rav Yashar not concerned about mechatech? So you probably have to go to another shuva of Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman held that when it came to toilet paper, that when a person cuts toilet paper, that's not mechatech. Because you're not interested in a very particular size. There isn't a particular size that you're interested in the toilet paper. A little bit more, a little bit less. Yeah, obviously you have to do it on Shabbos with a shinui, right? But a little bit more, a little bit less, that's going to be enough in terms of what your interest is. Therefore, when the Rambam writes that he cuts it l'mida l'arka ulerachva, he keeps the lamida arka l'racha, he has to want a particular size, not in general that he wants to remove it. And therefore, it seems that Rav Shlomo Zalman wasn't concerned on the mechatech, that even though there's a precise thing, because you're not interested in that precise thing. And that's mefurish in the Rambam. The Rambam holds that mechatech is different than other melachos. When it comes to bone, when a person does something into the building, he makes an effect into the building, boom! Bone, that's it! Whether he's interested or not. But the Rambam says that when it comes to mechatech, mechatech is different. For mechatech, in order to be chayiv, you have to be mechaving for the midah. The iser is not korea. The iser is cutting it to a particular midah. So if the iser is to cut it to a particular midah, you're not interested in that particular midah. Would it make a big deal for you whether the hole would be 1 centimeter radius or 2 centimeter, 1 inch radius or 2 inch radius? Well, at the end of the day, it's not going to make much of a difference to you. If that's so, if that doesn't really make a difference, so then in such a case, Rav Shlomo Zalman holds it's not mechatech. Rav Yashiv said, no, the factory already designated a certain midah, so that's the midah that memela you're interested in, and that's going to be mechatech. What's the longer for that mechatech between the mechutanim, Rav Yashiv, that's not Rav Shlomo Zalman, that I'm not sure I know exactly how to be magdir the longer. I think it starts, again, with the fact that Rav Shlomo Zalman felt that unless you were interested in a particular measure, so then that's not going to be mechatech. You have to be interested in a particular measure to be chayav for mechatech.